It's time now for the KAJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a local athlete here, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union. Welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio, and help me if I get this wrong. It is Jason Dirks. Is that correct, Jason?
Yes, sir.
How old are you, Jason?
13.
You're 13 years old. You're one of the youngest athletes we've ever had on here, but I understand that you've been playing some baseball this year. Tell me about your adventures with baseball this year.
Okay, so I played for the Fleming Knights for middle school ball, and then we decided to go to All-Stars, and we went to Reno, Nevada for the Youth Little League World Series.
That must have been exciting. Tell me about Reno. What happened there?
It was really fun. So, like, the first days, there was, like, skills competitions and stuff, so we, like, showed off our skills and what we could do and stuff, and then there was pool play, and then there was bracket plays the other days.
So how'd your team do?
We did decent. We got fifth place. We were one game away from the championship, but we unfortunately got fifth place.
Well, that's happened. You competed most of all.
Yeah.
Now, what role did you play?
So I pitched, caught, played shortstop, and center field.
Well, is there any position you don't play?
Not really. I play all of them.
All right. Talk about your pitching.
So I've been pitching for a while now. I hurt my arm pitching a while ago, and I had to be in a cast for like a year and do physical therapy for a year. But then I came back and started pitching again, and I started pitching in about 2 years ago, and now I'm just pitching for...
All right. Well, first of all, take care of that arm. You're still 13, as a matter of fact. But what kind of pitches do you throw? Do you have several that you throw?
Yeah, so I throw a two-seam and a curveball and a changeup.
Okay, so you've got a pretty good repertoire there to throw at the batters. If there's one pitch that you need in order to get one out, which one do you go to?
My go-to pitch would probably be my curveball. I would say that's my most used pitch.
Why?
Because I feel like I throw decently hard, and the curveball really like throws the batters off, and it really throws them for a loop.
All right, have they had you on a speed gun yet?
No, I haven't been on a speed gun, but I've been on like a pocket radar once, and I was like mid to upper 70s.
Okay, for 13, that's pretty darn good. Well, tell me about the other positions that you play. Which is your favorite?
So I would say I love catching the most, but I just started catching this year, actually. But I would say catching and shortstop are my favorites, because catching, you're just always in the play, and you're always just having to make plays and be the leader of the team. So I would say that would be my favorite.
So that's is catching preferable to pitching?
Yeah, I would say.
Really?
I would say I could use them interchangeably. I love pitching, but catching is just like super fun. But I would say pitching is my strong suit.
All right, how's your stick?
Pretty good. That. Down in Reno, I got one triple and a few doubles and some singles, but it changes, but I'm definitely decent.
It changes for everybody, rest assured. There are good times and bad times at bat. All right, what are your plans right now? You're 13 years old. Do you have your whole life planned out ahead of you?
Yeah, not really. I'm going to play for North Valley for my high school probably. But next year I'm going to Fleming. Well, I'm going to a different school, but I'm playing for Fleming. And then I'm probably just going to keep playing for that school program for as long as my foreseeable future.
Oh, okay. I've said you've got your whole life planned out. I know you're just 13 years old. Is there anything that intrigues you other than playing professional baseball for the rest of your life? What would you like to do? Any ideas yet?
Not really. I always have the Army in the back of my mind. I definitely want to do one of those two.
Why the Army?
I feel like...
I said as a veteran, so go ahead.
I would say it's just like it really gives you some life like lessons, and you really learn on like yourself, and you can really like gain respect of people and respect yourself more.
All right. What one skill do you have here that's really that you fall back on? This is the best thing that I do.
I would say like being a leader. I say I like lead very well, and I feel like a lot of people look up to me in the leader spot.
Okay, when you're not leading, you're not playing baseball, you're pitching. All right, what do you do to have fun?
I do many sorts of things. I love swimming. I would say swimming is definitely my most favorite activity, and I really like just hanging out with family.
All right. Obviously, if you've been pitching for a while and threw your arm out and now have it back again throwing well, How did you learn that? Where are you picking up all these skills?
Yeah, so actually I first learned pitching with my mom. I was in a little league, like I was 7 or 8 probably, and she had me throw baseballs at pine cones to show that it was like the zone, the strike zone. And so I basically learned from my mom.
So your mom taught you how to pitch?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that's great. All right. We're talking with our, once again, which team did you play for in Reno again?
The Three Rivers.
The Three Rivers team that went to Reno, you're one of their top pitchers. They came back fifth, just one game out of the championship bracket there in Reno. Congratulations. Great future lies ahead for you, Jason. And to all of you, we want to thank you for tuning into the Community Spotlight here on KAJO, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union.